A Lenten devotional for March 1st, 2020, based on Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 to 17, chapter 3, verses 1 to 13, and verses 20 to 24, by the Reverend Dr. Donald P. Owens. This great story of the primordial parents of the whole human race continues to invoke the nature of humanity and the grace of the loving God and Creator. This story is one of freedom and love. We have been created free to make our choices, but not free to choose our consequences. Lent is the time to examine our choices and their consequences. Human beings continually make poor choices and pursue inadequate remedies for their mistakes. Adam and Eve ate of the forbidden fruit and realized they were naked. To remedy their vulnerability, they made clothes of fig leaves. But humans are allergic to fig leaves. Not to mention, the leaves are not large enough to cover what needs to be covered and wilt shortly after being taken from the tree. Adam and Eve were afraid. They suffered deep and profound fear. But God, being more concerned with their and our future than with their past, steps into the picture and remarks, "You ate from the forbidden tree." His grace prevails, and he makes for them clothes out of skins, adequate and lasting. With Eve following him, Adam is removed from the garden, and thus they are protected. For if they had eaten from the tree of life, the other tree growing in the center of the garden, they would have lived forever in their state of fear. God's gracious act of removal prevents their living eternally in pain and shame. In this time of Lent, let us examine our lives. We know that we often make many poor choices and just as poorly try to correct or cover them up. At the same time, we often reap the consequences. Instead of dwelling on our poor choices, let us recognize God's embracing grace. What may seem like a curse is often, instead, divine grace that keeps us from an even worse fate. For God is infinitely more concerned with our future than our past. Lent is the time to embrace God's grace and love in our lives and in the lives of all around us. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us, for we are assaulted by many temptations. You know all our weaknesses. Let each one of us find you mighty to save. We make these requests through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.